Reddit is the fifth most visited website in the US and the ninth in the world. Yet, it makes almost no profit. Why? Reddit has been trying to become profitable for years and stumbled at every step. They've been fighting their users year after year. And their stock is down over 50% from just earlier this year, shedding over $20 billion in market cap. It seems the website is incapable of making money despite having 500 million monthly active users. But that might be changing. Something changed very recently and they might finally be making money. But at what cost? Let's start with something fundamental. Reddit is very different from the rest. Instead of following pages or people, Reddit uses communities or subreddits. Communities around movies, finance, they can be anything. Anything. The posts from your subreddits are what you see in your feed, and this brings us to what's really interesting about Reddit. For one, Reddit doesn't use algorithms in the same way as YouTube, TikTok, or X. These platforms use a complicated system with an extensive amount of your user behavior to create a For You feed. Reddit, on the other hand, is much simpler and some would argue, much better. In fact, Reddit is open source so we can actually see how it works. It's pretty simple. Posts on Reddit can be upvoted, and this drives their ranking, but so does time. Reddit will push the newer rising content more and weigh early interaction heavily. The first 10 upvotes have the same weight as the next 100 upvotes, which have the same weight as the next 1000 and so on. This means what you see is largely driven by what people are actually upvoting and engaging with, instead of what the mysterious black box decides you need to see, whether you like it or not. Reddit really feels like the heart of the internet, and unlike any other platform, subreddits are run by moderators who are volunteers in the community. Because of the nature of subreddits, it's easy to find an extremely specific community to what you love or answers to very technical problems. That's why most people who are troubleshooting will search the problem on Google, then add Reddit at the end. You can find specific posts with only a few upvotes from a decade ago which are still helpful, something you can't exactly do with Facebook or any other platforms. This is what makes Reddit different and loved by users. You feel like you're part of a real community. Your feed feels like it's just what people are talking about instead of what the algorithm gods decided you should see. In 2021, Reddit had 54 million daily active users, and by late 2024, that climbed to 97 million, with over 500 million monthly active users. With this many users and being in the top 10 most used websites, you'd think it'd be a goldmine of profit. Yet, it's the exact opposite. What made Reddit so popular and unique is exactly what keeps it away from profits. Reddit has had a slow, gradual lifespan, but in the past couple of years, it's begun to accelerate, and fast. Outside of TikTok, it was the fastest growing social media platform in the past few years. So, with this momentum, Reddit decided to do something it's never done. In March 2024, after 19 years, Reddit launched its initial public offering. The IPO price shares at $34 each, and shares leapt 70% to a high of $57.80 that same day. Reddit raised $750 million and reached a market cap of $9.5 billion. Impressive, things were looking good. But despite the massive round of funding, there was still a big, big problem. How were they going to make money? Reddit at the time had a few ways of monetizing. First, there's Reddit Premium, access to custom avatars and other perks for $5.99 a month. Then there's rewards. You could spend money on certain trophies to give a user's post, almost like a super upvote. There's a bunch of funny awards, but some like gold and platinum give that user Reddit Premium. The biggest, of course, though, is advertising, the staple of most social media platforms. But there's a few problems here. Let's take a look at Reddit's metrics real quick. Reddit's average visit duration is 12 minutes. Not bad, but that puts it at 10th behind the other social media giants. Out of the top 13, it also had the lowest pages per visit metric at only 2.8 and the second highest bounce rate at 63%. While it's one of the biggest websites on the planet, it's not very good at keeping people there, at least in comparison to its competitors. But it gets worse. In average time spent per month, Reddit didn't even make the top 12. The problem is starting to become clear. In 2022, Reddit lost $158 million, then another $90 million in 2023. But it's not just users, but the very design of Reddit that's a problem. Reddit users are a very different category compared to other platforms. By that, I mean they don't generate much money. In 2022, the average revenue per user on Facebook was $43. For Instagram, it was $35, and it was just $10 for Twitter. But do you want to guess what it was for Reddit? Just $1.19. Despite being one of the most visited sites on the internet, Reddit's ability to turn users into revenue is abysmal by comparison. So why? Reddit has never been great for advertising by design. Instead of a public profile like on Instagram or X, most of Reddit is totally anonymous. You can be anonymous on these other platforms as well, but most people aren't. On Reddit though, most people are. This makes advertising much, much harder, but that's not all. Since Reddit is very different, so is the culture of the platform. On Instagram, sponsored posts and ads are about half the website, but not on Reddit. On Reddit, most users are very, very skeptical and distrusting of ads and marketing. One marketing guide explains that Reddit is a deeply opinionated, self-moderated platform where traditional marketing tactics go straight to the roasting pan. Redditors can smell corporate fluff a mile away, so if your ad comes off like a press release, be prepared for downvotes. Advertisers essentially have to play a totally different game and earn users' respect and trust. Some can make it work and get great results given that Reddit fans are extremely dedicated and loyal, but it's much, much harder to do than other platforms. You have to avoid being overly corporate, but not disguise your ad and have users call you out as hidden advertising. This explains why the average revenue per user is so low, but there's another problem. A huge portion of subreddits are not safe for work, which is a term for what I'll just call explicit content. Out of the largest subreddits, 22% of them are not safe for work. Why is this a problem? Well, advertisers hate this content. They don't want their product seen anywhere near this because customers begin to subconsciously link the two. That's the sentiment of advertisers in general. It's why YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook have been so strict about this to keep advertisers happy. Even with these problems, Reddit has been able to make some money, but not nearly as much as you would expect for their size. Reddit wanted to change that. So its founder, Steve Huffman, began to dial things up to 11. At first, things seemed to go well. They partnered with Google to provide a huge amount of training data for Google AI, which would bring in $60 million a year for Reddit. The partnership would also give Reddit access to Vertex AI, Google's AI-powered service to help companies improve their search results. Reddit's search function was notoriously bad, so this was great. They also did the same with OpenAI, which pushed up their share price 11% that same day. But what came next didn't go over so well. In order to make these deals, Reddit made a huge change to API pricing. Specifically, 24 cents per 1,000 API calls. That's a lot of technical talk, so why did this matter? Well, a lot of people weren't a big fan of Reddit's UI and used third-party platforms to use Reddit like Apollo. But with this change, third-party APIs would become impossible. Popular third parties had to pay millions to Reddit just to operate, and in the case of Apollo, $20 million a year. On average, that would be $2.50 per Apollo user, which at the time was much, much higher than what each user generated for Reddit, let alone Apollo. The developer said, "I don't see how this pricing is anything based in reality or remotely reasonable." Apollo's developer announced the platform had to be shut down, and Reddit users weren't exactly happy. Remember how all the subreddits are run by volunteer moderators? Well, if you do something users don't like, it can create problems. Big problems. In protest, moderators initiated a blackout. Over 7,000 of the largest subreddits went private or not safe for work. Mods locked things down and changed the icons to a black photo. This went on for weeks. Reddit traffic began to drop, which meant fewer ad impressions and less money. It was a PR nightmare. A leaked memo from Huffman revealed that he told employees that the drama would pass, which naturally fueled the fire even more. Unfortunately, this doesn't have a happy ending. Reddit forced out many of these protesting moderators and reopened these subreddits. And now, as a public company, it definitely couldn't make these same mistakes again. In late 2024, Reddit introduced changes that prevented mods from changing subreddits to private or not safe for work. The API prices weren't changed, and soon Reddit began to record profits for the first time in history. In the third quarter of 2024, Reddit reported income of $29.9 million, then $71 million the next quarter. 2024 as a whole was still a loss of about $500 million, but things continued getting better. In Q1 of 2025, they made $26.2 million. Advertising revenue had also gone up a bunch, by 61% from 2024 to 2025. It seemed like Reddit finally figured out how to make money, but there's something else going on. Despite recording profits, Reddit's share price fell. Why? Reddit daily active user growth has been below expectations, almost 2 million below. The platform was still growing, but growth was slowing fast. After this announcement, the share price fell 13%. It's not huge, but it shows us something interesting. Reddit is caught between two incompatible audiences, its users and its shareholders. For nearly two decades, Reddit ran on a fragile system of volunteer labor, niche communities, and a deep-rooted distrust of anything that felt corporate. What makes it so appealing is unfortunately what hurts monetization. Reddit was never designed to be a business, but now it has to be. Reddit is changing. To make money, it had to crack down on its own users, the most dedicated volunteers at that. It had to change what made it so unique. It is profitable now, but it's annoyed everyone in the process. But sometimes, that's just the cost of going public. You need to answer to growth and shareholders, but no longer the users. Alright, real talk. Since 2017, we've dropped over 1,050 videos and racked up 156 million views. Yet somehow, we still haven't reached 1 million subscribers. That's even worse than Reddit's conversion rate. If you've been watching without subscribing all this time, consider hitting that subscribe button so that we can finally make 1 million a reality. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.